A Healthier Michigan from Blue Cross Blue Shield of Michigan. And today's topic, common household poisons to avoid. It is National Poison Prevention Week. And joining us is Dr. Crystal Lee. She is Medical Director at Blue Cross Blue Shield of Michigan. Great to have you on 1290 WLBY, Doctor. How often are people exposed to poison? Is this common?
Yes, we are exposed to poisons on a daily basis with common household products that we use, whether it be cosmetics, household cleaning substances, even medications that you may have been prescribed,
dietary supplements. I assume then it's when you misuse those products, right?
Correct.
And who is most at risk?
Most at risk would be children between the ages of 0 to 19. Research shows that there's about 374 children within that age range that are treated in the emergency department on a daily basis for poisoning.
On a daily basis. Wow. What are the top five sources of poisoning in both children and adults?
That would be number one, cosmetics or personal care products. Number two, household cleaning substances. Number three, analgesics, which would be like your pain medications. Can be over-the-counter or prescription. Number four, dietary supplements. And number five could be foreign bodies, toys, or miscellaneous items.
And what are common household poisons and where can they be found? Can you kind of broaden that list a little bit and just kind of open our eyes to the things that we have in our households?
Mm-hmm. So such household cleaners such as bleach, ammonia, toilet bowl cleaner, hydrogen peroxide, rubbing alcohol, different brands of drain cleaners.
How can poisonous substances like those then be kept safe in our home?
So when there's a concern of safety with smaller children, if you're having them in a counter that's easily accessible to them, you might want to put locks across the opening so that they cannot get into them. Then, when you no longer need the locks, putting them up on higher shelves. And just also having a conversation with younger children and older children in your household about the dangers of chemicals. And we ourselves are guilty of maybe putting ourselves at risk sometimes when we clean within our house. And we have a tendency to mix different things together because they may give a different aroma or give more of a cleaning that is more satisfactory to us.
And when you mix things like that, they can do things that you wouldn't have expected and become airborne. Is that the idea?
Correct. So, for example, commonly people with cleaning their bathrooms or kitchens, and they use multiple products. And so those things can combine and they can become irritants to your lungs or even your eyes and your hands if you're not using gloves or wearing proper protective equipment.
We're talking with Dr. Crystal Lee. She is Medical Director at Blue Cross Blue Shield of Michigan about common household poisons. They're in our homes now, and you may think they're great products to use, but if they're misused, they can become very, very scary. So now we've come to the most important part of this, and that's what we should do if we suspect poisoning in either ourselves or a loved one.
Yeah, so if you suspect a poisoning, you should call Poison Control, and they can be reached at 1-800-222-1222, or if there's someone who's having difficulty breathing, collapses, or if there's a loss of consciousness, then, of course, the most important number to call would be 911 for emergency help.
Besides calling for personnel to help, is there anything that you can do once you realize someone has ingested something or smelled something and it's caused them to pass out? Is there something that you can do to help mitigate that right away?
So as far as when there's loss of consciousness, so mm-hmm. if there is no heart rate, you definitely want to start CPR. If there's someone who is just mildly coherent, but they're still able to respond, getting them outside for some fresh air would be helpful.
All right. Give that number again for Poison Control. We should keep this near and dear to us at any time. You never know if you're going to need that. What is that
and
again?
And save it in your phone.
Right.
Yeah. And
right.
Save it in your phone under Poison Control. That number is 1-800-222-1222.
Again, 800-222-1222.